Ginny, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. So what issues? I know this has been ongoing for a little while now, but what issues do some of the local communities that we're looking at now have with WestConnex?
What we're seeing, Sean, is basically the state government doing two things. They're undertaking a planning process where they're sort of doing the formal environmental impact statements. They're asking the community to make submissions, and they're looking to be following the rules, if you like, in one sense. But on the other hand, they're not waiting for any of that planning process to be approved, and they're going ahead. They're signing billions of dollars worth of contracts. They're putting up massive, you know, banners saying WestConnex is coming, and they're going ahead and doing drilling and construction works and acquiring people's homes, despite the fact that none of the planning process has yet been approved. So it's really challenging for residents who on one hand are saying, look, we've made submissions raising our serious concerns about what's going on here, and yet at the same time you seem to be arrogantly going ahead with this project even though the planning process hasn't been given yet.
So in terms of these individual objections and the demonstrations that have been taking place, do we have any idea how many people have really been objecting to this project?
Look, what we are seeing is growing numbers of the community, and you mentioned in your intro that, you know, this was slated as something that would be delivering for Western Sydney. What we know is that the tolls could be in the order of $26 per time on the motorway. Now, that doesn't deliver much for any commuter that's living in Western Sydney. I don't know many people that would be able to afford that kind of toll each day.
That is extraordinary.
And so really what you're looking at then is saying, who is it really delivering for? And what we're seeing more and more is it appears to be about moving public money into the hands of private companies. You know, these big private construction firms, these big private legal and finance companies, they're the ones that seem to be benefiting this, not the community itself. And you ask about the sort of who's opposing it. What we're seeing is communities now across the whole route dropping, popping up. So we've got WestConnex action groups and No WestConnex public transport groups that are appearing along the whole 33-kilometre proposed route. And the numbers are growing significantly. People that are mums and dads that have never been activists in their lives are now taking direct action in front of drill rigs. It's a pretty extraordinary move, but they feel desperate enough to need to do that because the government isn't listening to them.
Well, what kind of costs are we actually looking at if the Baird government, the New South Wales government, is willing to start these works, willing to start doing doing the preliminary parts of this work, and then latter parts of the project doesn't get approved? What kind of money are we seeing in the hole?
Well, this is the real concern that we have at the moment. We know that the Roads Minister, Duncan Gay, has proudly and arrogantly announced that, you know, new contracts have been signed for this motorway. Now, we're talking billions in contracts that have been signed before the planning approval has been granted. And so that's a huge risk to public money. But the other side that isn't being looked at is the other costs that aren't being factored in. We know that as whether it looks in Sydney and recent disasters like the Cross City Tunnel, or whether we look at the East-West Link that was a complete debacle and was thankfully stopped in Victoria, that private tollways do not work. They are financial black holes. The companies involved always overestimate the benefits. And we need to intervene quickly to be able to make sure that we're not throwing more of our public money into this tollway disaster, which is WestConnex.
Now, just perhaps as a final point, Ginny, with WestConnex, as we said there, it's being hailed. It could bring Western Sydney right into the heart of the Sydney CBD. Western Sydney, it's in economic terms, at the very least, is becoming more and more important to Sydney and to New South Wales in terms of economy. Is there alternatives on the table? Are there any alternatives on the table to bring Western Sydney closer to the heart of Sydney, while not having these kind of run-on issues?
Yeah, there's certainly alternatives, and one of them is to invest more in world-class public transport. We know that 90% of people that live in Western Sydney travel to the CBD by public transport. Those people are frustrated because they're not getting the frequency of services and the security of services that they need. We also know that a lot of those people and a lot of people from across Sydney travel to the airport area for work every day, and we know that that airport line is privatised. So actually it costs you a lot more to get to that station than it does to other stations around the network. And so there are actually solutions that are a lot more affordable than a $16.8 billion motorway that would actually be delivering for people, solving Sydney's congestion problems and not adding to the environmental pollution that is inevitable as a result of building a motorway like this.
Well, as much as I might complain about train tickets, tolls of $26, that just that sounds absolutely extraordinary to me. Jenny, thank you very much. Really appreciate you coming on this morning and having a bit of a chat with us about it.
Thanks a lot, Sean. I appreciate it.